Hello and welcome to BFF.fm 1.21 gigawatts. Guest in the studio today is Mr. Evan Marr.
Howdy.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, second time. We've learned from our mistakes and this is going to be a perfect, perfect show.
Clearly.
What year did you bring with you?
So the last time I was on the show, we did 1974, and you asked me what year I'd want to do if and when I came back, mm-hmm. when we ended, and I was thinking the early 90s. Specifically because I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, and that era was kind of a heyday for the Seattle area. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the music I grew up listening to on the radio was, you know, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, that sort of cliche stuff from mm-hmm. Seattle.
Yep.
So I thought 1991 was a good year because it highlights some of that kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bunch of other sort of rap and electronic that I now listen to
yeah.
that I didn't listen to at the time, but is pivotal for the rest of the stuff that I'm now into.
Yeah, it all came together for you in 91.
Clearly, yeah, at the age of three.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I hope you didn't, your parents didn't force you to listen to Nirvana at age three.
No, they generally didn't want me to listen to this kind of music, so that's my way of rebelling.
That's clearly why you're listening to it. I think we should jump into the next song. Now that you've mentioned why you picked 91, why did you pick the next one?
And
what
is it? So this is kind of more of a joke song. This is a tune by Gloria Estefan called Sex in the 90s, which is, I mean, the only way to describe it is ridiculous. So let's just jump in and then embrace it.
With who? Spontaneity. There's a skeleton in everybody's closet. I can think of one or two in my own room. But I would like to introduce them both to you. Shake their bony hands and so dispel the gloom. 'Cause you're so kind, I know you would not mind. Send away the ghosts that haunt me now. Yeah, the things I fear just wouldn't seem so near. When I stroll out late at night, would be nothing rattling at my ears. There are nights when all my aching bones won't let me sleep. Demons come to plague me as I lie in bed. Sleeping there beside me then, but you would fend them off and they would let me rest. 'Cause you're so kind, I know you would not mind. Send away the ghosts that haunt me now. Yet things I fear just wouldn't seem so near. When I stroll out late at night, would be nothing rattling at my ears. Nights when the wind comes out of my old place, I have dreams. Yeah, I wake up with the sweat pouring down my face, and I wait until the morning comes. Come collect my corpse and bury me. But I hope that you come over to the other side. Join me in our new life, keep me company. 'Cause you're so kind, I know you would not mind. Send away the ghosts that haunt me now. Yeah, the things I fear just wouldn't seem so near. When I stroll out late at night, would be nothing rattling at my ears.
So again, that was Sex in the 90s by Gloria Estefan, which still sounds to me like the theme song from Spaceballs, which is hilarious. And then we had a tune by the Crash Test Dummies, and the title of that song was The Ghost That Haunts Me. And then next up we have What by A Tribe Called Quest, which is from the classic album Low End Theory.
Babies Babylon, they're looking for excuses. Game for the buzzer who kicked it to the mooses. Lame as a brain, could be golly gee. If you see a shrink, he'll charge you a fee. If you see me, you see the fee is nothing. We will feeble patience, all backs, no fronting. What is a party if it doesn't really rock? What is a poet, all balls, no cock? What is a war if it doesn't have a general? What's Channel 9 if it doesn't have Arsenio? What is life if you don't have fun? What is a what if you ain't got a gun? What's Ali without Shahid Muhammad? Nothing. Kapelka makes you vomit. What is a quest if the players ain't willing? What is a pence if you don't have a shilling? Excuse me if I'm chilling. Hey, what? Say what? What's a fat man without food in his gut? What's a childbirth without the umbilical? What's United Parcels without the deliverer? What's Mama Son without Papa Son? What's martial arts without Daniel Son? What's Rashi without Tanya Tamika? What's orange juice a Dougie Doug without Shaniqua? Nada, 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 not a damn thing. thing? What's Duke Ellington without that swing? What's Alex Haley if it doesn't have roots? What's a weekend if you ain't knocking boots? What's a black nation without black unity? What is a child who doesn't know puberty? What is my label when I exit womb status? What's menage a trois? Or that is, what is sex when you have three people? What are laws if they ain't fair and equal? What's Clark Kent without a telephone booth? What is a liquor if it ain't 80 proof? What are the youth if they ain't rebelling? What's Ralph Cramden if he ain't yelling at Ed Norton? What is coke snorting? What is position if there is no contorting? What is hip hop if it doesn't have violence? Chill for a minute, Dougie Fresh said silence. What is a Glock if you don't have a clip? What's a lollipop without the good ship? What's S&M if you don't have chains? What's a con artist if he doesn't have brains? What's America without greed and glamour? What's an MC if he doesn't have stamina? What's Music Factory without Mr. Walt? What's True Glory without a phrase called talk? What's Chris Lighty if he wasn't such a baby? What is a woman if she didn't say maybe? Baby laid down, I removed the frown. What would be my penal core if it wasn't brown? What is a paper without a president? What is a compound without a element? What is a jam if you don't spike the punch? What's a brewski if you don't bite brunch? Ooh, it's like that you keep going. Freak, freak, y'all, cause you know that we showing. What, tigger, 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 what?
What? From the intro, I flow, three in a row, building like a Lego, stacks upon stacks, it attacks the wax, scrubbing like Ajax, we're leaving as an X-Lax, the nightcap of rap, here to make another hit, to uncover, smother, word to mother, puppet for the playground, world renowned, beat rock, and CO smooth is in town, I design a logical line to match the mind, so recline and listen to what's mine, I'm untouchable, lovable, some try to imitate, but you can't make a double of me, the capital C, capital L, capital S, M-O-O-T-H, yes, a pro, so you know, you gotta go with the flow, 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 flow. As you're ever gonna get to hear, crisp and clear, so step to the rear and make room for daddy, bigger than a caddy to move a crowd, gladly, this all done with ease, past them C's, and all they feel is a breeze, the technician with the first division, like a surgical incision, deeper in vision, my flow the naked eye can't steer, but only hear another poet like Shakespeare, CL the swinger, ringer, clinger, and oh yes you know another humdinger, reckon any studio love to make cash, so kicking like judo, big like a sumo, rhymes like a pro, so you know like a flute I blow, and go with the flow, flow. That many people wanna see, but above elementary, I made lyrical any kind of material, more than minimal for any individual that I send to reach the end. And just like Clark Gable, it's going with the wind and take flight through the night like a meteorite in sight, shine like a bright light. You gotta tiptoe from the get go, live and stereo, rhymes gotta flip. So, Pete Rock, I move your butt and cut the strut. Yeah, what? Just like a pro. So you know, I'm ready and set to go with the flow. Flow, flow, flow.
All right, that was Pete Rock and CL Smooth with Go With The Flow, and that ends our foray into hip-hop for the time being. There'll be some more at the end for all you hip-hop heads out there. This next set is kind of an homage to my hometown of Olympia, Washington. Oli is associated with two genres that were kind of either coming up or in their heyday in 1991, one being, of course, grunge rock, which is kind of taking heavy metal and punk rock and channeling it through just the depressive, dreary weather of the Pacific Northwest. So you end up with this like super overdriven fuzz rock that totally exploded in that era and then sold out and then petered out quickly. And the other scene there is the Riot Grrrl movement, which is also kind of punk rock in origin, but channeled through radical feminism. So there's a lot of sort of coming from the Evergreen State College, specifically in Olympia. The second tune we'll be listening to here is from a band called Bikini Kill, which is associated with that movement. To kick things off on this set, we have, of course, a Nirvana tune. I grew up basically playing Nirvana tunes in my friends' garages, like everybody else in the Northwest. So this record, Nevermind, is very close to my heart. It was actually written in Olympia. People often associate Nirvana with Seattle, but they actually came up in Olympia and Aberdeen specifically. And everybody's heard Smells Like Teen Spirit a million times and is sick of it. So I chose the tune Territorial Pissings, which is also from Nevermind. But this tune is super raw. Like, you can basically hear Kurt's soul coming out towards the end. It's just like being torn out of his lungs through his own pain and depressiveness and all that stuff. So let's jump in.
Come on!
That was Bikini Kill with Feels Blind from their demo album, which was only released on cassette, called Revolution Girl Style Now. That was they're usually associated with a record label called Kill Rock Stars, which is kind of the centerpiece of the Riot Girl movement. They're associated with other acts like Sleater-Kinney and Bratmobile and a handful of others. Like I think the Decemberists even shared some personnel with bands from that label. That label actually came out also in 1991, but a lot of these bands had self-produced their own stuff prior to that. Originally, I had a bunch of other grunge stuff on this playlist, like Temple of the Dog and Pearl Jam. As much as I grew up cutting my teeth on that stuff, a little bit goes a long way, so I think that'll kind of do it for now. Although, rest in peace, Chris Cornell. Let's end with that. And then to change gears, we have a couple tunes from the UK. That year, 1991, was actually pretty prolific for sort of early UK electronic music. The next two tunes, one is from Aphex Twin under the name AFX, and then the second is from The Future Sound of London. But also The Orb and Orbital had their first records that year, too. I wanted to do some of their tunes, but they're all like 10 or 12 minutes long, so it doesn't really work for this format. So let's start things off with AFX, a tune called Analog Bubble Bath. Is Moscow by The Future Sound of London from their debut album Accelerator. Before that we had AFX or AFX Twin or Richard D. James Analog Bubble Bath from his first EP called Analog Bubble Bath. He's obviously very prolific. Apparently, according to Wikipedia at least, he was 17 when he put that EP together, so he's been doing this since he was real young, and he's still at it, kind of on the underground. At least on SoundCloud, I guess. So this next set, just to change things up again, is going to go into some harder rock. Metallica had been around since the mid-80s, but 1991 was the Black Album, or they're self-titled, so this next track is Holier Than Thou from the Black Album.
We'll be right back. just one of my nights, but it's just one of my nights, and all I wanna do is get real high, but it's just one of my nights.
To this day, that song still makes me want to go skateboarding. That's one of many songs from this era, and even a couple more on this playlist that are featured in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater games and like Grand Theft Auto's over the years. So shout out to good music being in video games, I guess. Before that, we heard Green Day, One of My Lies from their second record, Kerplunk. Then before that, we had NoFX with Green Corn, which is the lead-off track from their third album called Ribbed. And then before that, again, was Metallica with Holier Than Thou from the Black Album.
It's a good pre-Dreamforce Metallica, that peak musical output.
That was probably the peak, I would say, before they went and, you know, ruined streaming music and continued to sell out. Yep. Johan was just mentioning that they had, I guess Metallica lived in Marin County for a while.
I think so. At least a couple of them came from there.
Which is hilarious, because that's like the most un-Metallica part of the world imaginable, at least now. So anyway, speaking of un-Metallica places and music, next we have Tupac, If My Homie Calls, which is from his debut album as well.
School, you and me, G. Back in the days, we played practical jokes, so everybody smoked with they looks and they yokes. So all through high school, girls by the dozens, saying we cousins, knowing that we wasn't. But like the old saying goes, time goes on and everybody grows. Grew apart, had to part, went our own ways. You chose the dope game, my microphone face. In many ways, we were paid in the old days, so far away from the crazies with AKs. And though I've been around clowning with the underground, I'm still down with my homies from the hometown. And if you need at all, I drop it off for y'all if my homies call. It's a shame you chose the dope game. Now you're slaying Kang on the streets with no name. It was plain that your aim was more Kane. You got fame, now you reign with no shame. I chose rap tracks to make stats. In fact, I travel the map with rap to spray cats. But now I don't wanna down my homie. No matter how low you go, you're not lonely. And I hear that you made a few enemies, but when you need a friend, you can depend on me. Call if you need my assistance. There'll be no resistance, I'll be there in an instant. Who am I to judge another brother? Only on this cover, I'll be no different than the others. A to the O to the M to the I to the E, I'm down to the E-N-D. Cause it's a fall in no time at all. I'm down for y'all when my homies call. What? It's my homies call. And I'm living kinda swell now, but I hear that you're going through some hell, pal. But life's made the records ain't easy. It ain't what I expected, it's hectic, it's sleazy. But I guess that the streets is harder, trying to survive in the life of a young godfather. My homie is making it elsewhere, striving, working 9 to 5 with no healthcare. We both had dreams of being great, but here's the bird. It blurred and changed the shape. It's fake, it wasn't my choice to make. To be great, I'm giving it all it takes. Trying to shake the crates and flakes of snakes. I gotta take my place, I fall from grace. Before it's late, the face is quick and great. Smiling face to hide the trace of hate. But my homie would never do me wrong. That's why I wrote this song. If you ever need me, it's on. No matter who the foe, they must fall. Us against them all, I'm down the brawl. My homies call.
That again was Tupac from his record Tupacalypse Now. the story behind that, there's a controversy associated with that record. One, like a strong theme on that record and kind of rap in general of that era is obviously police brutality, and that's still a thing, it turns out. But the then Vice President Dan Quayle under George H.W. Bush made the statement at the time saying that there was no reason for this record to be released. It has no place in our society, which I would counter saying there's no place in our society for Dan Quayle to begin with. So speaking of politics, Johan, do you have any fun trivia from 1991 to share?
I do have a couple of things. So actually, I guess while we're on that topic, the Rodney King beating happened in 91.
Oh, fun.
That would spark the LA riots in 92. But on the kind of world scene, we have obviously the Soviet Union fell apart, or that kind of started a couple of years earlier, but it really peaked in 91. We had the Baltic countries gaining independence, and also Croatia independence from Yugoslavia, etc. So there was a lot of stuff going on in 91. The Warsaw Pact kind of was, they basically sat down, had a meeting and said, "Ah, fuck it." We had a good run. In the sort of nerd section of the trivia, a couple of fun facts is the first Sonic game was released.
Oh, cool.
So I definitely remember playing that a couple of years later.
Yeah, for sure.
We also had Street Fighter 2 released as an arcade game. Tim Berners-Lee was basically emailing, or I guess posting to a Usenet group probably, about the World Wide Web project, this thing called the web.
Little did he know that we'd be streaming music to you live using his technology.
Amazing. And we finally, the Super Nintendo came out.
Anyway. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, that's a big part of my childhood also, in addition to Nirvana, I guess.
Yep.
So I'd say, Johan, we've had a pretty good time in this episode.
Yeah.
This has been a good run. Everybody knows it's hard to say goodbye, but sometimes you have to do it. So I found a good tune, which is for all you people out there who know how hard it is to say goodbye.
How do I say goodbye to a the good time that made us laugh, outweigh the bad. I thought we'd get to see forever, but forever's gone away. It's so goodbye to yesterday. I don't know where this road is going to lead. All I know, and I'll take